I'm going to start at the beginning of Unit 15 again, partly because today is the first time that all of you have been able to download it and look at it, have it in front of you. I'm going to add some more comments on the words in this unit and what you need to understand about them. One of the most important points about the words in this unit is that we are learning words for locations, for example, indoors, outdoors, school, office, store, road. These are all locations in a general sense. However, they fall into two main groups in New Chanelth. Some of them are special location words. These include indoors, outdoors, on the beach, and at home. These words behave in a special way. To put it briefly, you can make one word sentences with them. For example, Hitin Chisma, he or she is at the beach. Machihma, he or she is indoors. Wahyuma, he or she is at home. The other location words like Kitsowish, Mamukowish, Makush, these are nouns. And in order to make a sentence where someone is at that place, we need the word Hish as well. Hishma Kitsowish, he or she is at school. Hishma Makush, he or she is at the store. If you just add a mood ending to that word, it means something different. Makushma means it is a store. Ketsuwishma means it is a school. Whereas hitinkisma means he or she is at the beach. This shows the difference between these two classes of words, shows how they behave slightly differently. This is very important to being able to understand and use New Chanelth properly. And it's a very exciting thing for linguists as well, because New Chanelth is unusual in having this special class of location words. They're not nouns, verbs, or adjectives. They're something different. They're a fourth class of words. In school, you might have learned that different types of words are called parts of speech, nouns, verbs, and adjectives, for example. Linguists use that term as well, parts of speech. Linguists also call them syntactic categories, or word classes. And the unexpected thing here is that New Chanelth has an additional word class that English does not have. This is the word class of location words. I'm going to name all of the special location words in this unit just to make sure you know what they are. The first one is hitish or machish. These mean the same thing, to be indoors. Most dialects can use both, but most dialects prefer one over the other. Hitas and tlaas mean outdoors, to be outdoors. I have to say something in particular about the word tlaas or tlaas. In central, northern, and Cayuga Chicklisset dialects, this word is long, tlaas, and it means to be outdoors. It's identical in meaning to the Barkley Sound word hitas. In Barkley Sound dialects, the word tlaas is long short, and it does not mean the same thing as hitas. In Barkley Sound dialects, tlaas means on the outer coast. So like on the outer islands, close to the ocean, as opposed to deep in an inlet. And one of the names that Ucluelets and Tequats call the macaws is tlaas ata, because the macaws live right on the ocean. Tlaas ata, the people who live on the outer coast. So that's an additional important and confusing thing about the word tlaas. In Barkley Sound dialects, tlaas means the outer coast. In central, northern, and Cayuga Chicklisset, it's the regular location word for being outdoors. Hitinkis is a special location word. It means to be at the beach. Last, washyu and washyakis are special location words, meaning to be at home. We had a brief discussion, some of us did this morning, about the difference between washyu and washyakis. They mean almost the same thing. The difference is that washyakis specifically refers to an indoor location. So washyakis means to be at home and indoors. So this means in your own house. Whereas washyu means to be at home, but not necessarily indoors. So it could mean you're in your home village, but on the street. You'll notice that there are quite a few words in this unit that end uwish. They include hishimsuwish, which is a word for a meeting room or a hall, mamukowish, which is a workshop or an office, Kitzowish, which is a school, Pisatowish, which is a gymnasium. In Central and Northern dialects, the word for gymnasium is imchakowish. Same ending, different root. This ending, uwish, is actually two endings. The first ending is ush, meaning place. That is the ending that we see on the word makush. Makush, literally, which means store, is literally a buying place. Makush. Similarly, the Barkley Sound word hawakush is a dining room or a restaurant. Hawakush. That ush means a place. But when we add the ending ish to that, ish meaning indoors, ish happens to be a softening ending. It is one of the very few softening endings in the language. And it has the effect of softening the barred L at the end of ush into a W. So when we add ish to ush, it becomes uish. And that's what we have with Hishimshuish, Mamukawish, Kitsuish. These are also places, but adding that ish to them emphasizes the fact that they are indoor buildings, buildings with an indoor space. Let's take a look at the beginning of 15.2. 15.2 lays out the very important fundamental location words indoors, outdoors, and on the beach. When we examine these words in to be indoors, to be outdoors, to be on the beach, we're really looking back in time into how Nuchanov people have lived their lives for literally thousands of years. If you go to a traditional Nuchanov village, there will almost always be a row of houses very close to the water, a strip of sandy beach between the houses and the water, but depending on the village, you'll find different things behind the village. Some villages have forests behind them, some have mountains, some have fields. But the house, beach, water locations are the same virtually wherever you go. And Nuchanov people have lived this way for so long that the importance of these three locations, in the house, out of the house, on the beach, have pervaded the entire language. You find the special endings ish, us, and is corresponding to these locations, as well as the location words hitith or machith, hitas or tlaas, and hitinkis. Further, each of these words has both a continuous form, that is, continuous aspect, and a complete aspect form. I'll just go through the main continuous and complete forms for West Barkley Sound dialects, and then if you have questions about the other ones, you're welcome to raise those. In West Barkley Sound, to be indoors continuously is machih, machihma. He is indoors. The complete form of that is machink, machintma. He went indoors. He walked into a building. Machihma. He is indoors. Continuous aspect. Machintma, he went indoors. Complete aspect. The word for being outdoors is hitas, continuous aspect. Hitasma, he is outside. The complete form of that is hineas, hineasma, he went outside. He went from inside a building to the outside of the building. Hineasma. You've learned hitinkis. Hitinkis means to be at the beach. Hitinkisma, he's at the beach. Continuous aspect. Its complete aspect form is hitinqsatl. Hitinqsatlma. He went down to the beach. This means he was in a house or in the main part of the village amongst the buildings, and then he walked down to the beach. That's hitinqsatl. Hitinqsatlma. He walked down to the beach. The endings that correspond to these locations are ish, ending in a barred L for indoors. Us, ending in an S for outdoors, and is, ending in an S for at the beach. In addition, the endings for indoors and at the beach, ish and is, happen to be softening. They soften preceding sounds. And this is what we're seeing with words like kitsuwish. The barred L of the ending ush softens to a W when we add ish to it. Same thing happens with is. The usual word for a kitchen is sikhih, sikhihluwih, cooking room, sikhihluwih, or some people might say sikhowih, sikhowih. Notice that that ends in a barred L because most kitchens these days are inside a building. But the Hoksom Outdoor School, which is in Heshkwit territory, has a kitchen on the beach when they're doing outdoor activities, and that kitchen on the beach is called Sikhihluwis or Sikhowis, ending in an S, because it's not an indoor kitchen, it's a kitchen on the beach. And this happens to be something that Nuchanoth is very specific about. You find lots of words throughout the language that specify whether they happen indoors, outdoors, or on the beach. Here are just a few examples. You know the word hith, which is the generic verb for being at a location, hith, to be at, but hith optionally takes additional endings to specify whether it's at a place indoors, at a place outdoors, or at a place on the beach. At indoors is heath. So, for example, if Josh is in the classroom, I can say in West Barkly Sound dialect, hith ma hoch tuxihowith, hith ma hoch tuxihowith. Or I can say heath ma hoch tuxihowith, heath ma hoch tuxihowith. He is in the classroom. The only difference between the two ways that I said it was the first way I said hith, the first time I said hith ma short long, hith ma, that just means he is at. Second time I said heath ma long long, heath ma. Just that lengthening of the vowel means that I've added the ending ith, meaning indoors. I'm specifying or emphasizing the fact that it is an indoor classroom as opposed to an outdoor classroom or a beach classroom. Hith also takes the forms hi'is for being at outdoors and hi's for being at on the beach. Yes, Josh points out Nuchanov has a number of other specific locations. Indoors, outdoors, on the beach is what we're looking at in this unit, but there are actually many more, and one of them is in a vessel. We often use that in the mornings when we're talking about having cold or hot coffee. Cold coffee is mas'ahs, cold in a vessel. Hot coffee is tlo'mas, hot in a vessel. If we're describing someone in a canoe or a car, we would say hi'yahsma, he's in a vessel. Or hi'taqsma means the same thing. Hi'taqsma, hi'yahsma, two words for he is in a vessel, which meaning a canoe or a car. The location words, the location vocabulary, and the way it's used, location is used to build new words in Nuchanoth is quite complex. It's one of the places in the language where I still feel weakest. There's so much to know about how location is expressed that I feel like I've only begun to scratch the surface. In addition to location words for indoors, outdoors, on the beach, and in a vessel, there are special location suffixes for many body parts, including at the head, on the eyes, at the mouth, at the feet, at the hands, on the back. There are special suffixes for every single one of these locations and more. Another root, location root that takes the suffixes ish, us, is, the root ust. Ust is a special root that's only used to form these words, meaning right on the floor or ground. So whereas machih means to be indoors, and heath means to be at an indoor place, ust ich means to be directly on the floor, that is touching the floor, not just indoors, but on the floor. Similarly, ust us means on the ground, that is on dirt, and ust is means on the sand. We had an example this morning. Randy Lee asked if someone's on a beach and the beach has sandy parts and dirt parts and grassy parts, and we want to specify that someone's on the sandy part. Can we say ust istma? And the answer is yes, ust istma. He's on the sand. Some action words in the language will carry specifications as to where they happen. Sitting is one of those. So we have different words for sitting indoors, sitting outdoors, and sitting on the sand. They are tikwish, which means sitting indoors or sitting on the floor. Tikwish. Te'as, which is sitting on the ground or dirt, or just sitting outdoors, and tequis, which means sitting on a beach or directly on the sand. Tequis. There are many more verbs like this. You have to learn for each verb, is it important or not, where it happens. An example of a verb where the location is less important is jump. When we say that someone jumps, we say tuxit, and we don't have to specify whether it's indoors, outdoors, or on the beach. Whereas with sitting, we do. And it's arbitrary. It seems, as far as I can tell, it's arbitrary whether a verb does that or not. So you have to learn that for every new verb. Does it specify location or not? There's a note in your unit about the words wahyu and wahyaqish, which we've already mentioned. In addition to wahyaqish, at home indoors, there's also a form wahya'as, which means at home outdoors. This means to be on your home territory or in your home territory, out on your land. A single capital N stands for new channel. That means this word is the same in every dialect. I'll add that these words, those words with N, for example, he's, ust, they're not only the same in every New Channel dialect. These endings, indoors, outdoors, on the beach, are nearly identical in Kwakwala. We linguists think that Kwakwala and New Channel were once the same language thousands of years ago. And since that time, they've both changed quite a bit, so they don't seem like the same language at all anymore. But that's one of their similarities, that both Kwakwala and New Channel incorporate this the shape of the village where the people have lived for thousands of years. For example, the word Awitnagwis means the land in Kwakwala, whereas Awitnagwish, ending in a bardel, means the floor, indoors, the floor. We have a question from Della. Why is sitting outside te'as with a pharyngeal and not te'quas? Te'quas is a word meaning sitting on a platform, sitting on a that is a flat horizontal surface. As is yet another important location suffix in Nuchanov. So te'quas means sitting on a platform like a chair or table or bench. Te'as means sitting on the ground outside. You'll find some variation amongst fluent speakers as to what exactly tequith and te'as mean. To some people, tequith means sitting directly on the floor. To some people, it just means sitting indoors, not necessarily on the floor. Same with te'as. To some people, I think most, it means sitting directly on the dirt, but to other people, it can just mean sitting outside anywhere. Josh has just mentioned the word te'akpit, which means to sit down on the floor, another way of putting it. So, yeah, if I remember correctly, to Julia, te'kwith means sitting indoors, not necessarily on the floor. If she wants to say sitting on the floor specifically, she'll say te'akklith or te'akpit. Is that right, Josh? The table that I'm showing you now should be in your unit, but is not yet. It'll eventually be in the unit. For now, I'm going to have to project it for you. I will also email this to you after class, for those of you who want to be able to look at it directly. So far, we've learned about three aspects. The first aspect we learned was the continuous. Then we learned about the complete. Then we learned about the repetitive. Now we're adding a fourth aspect, which is the ongoing. Examples of the ongoing aspect in this unit are the word washit, long short, washit, meaning going home, on the way, on one's way home, and utsiyuk, going to a place, utsiyuk. These are not continuous or complete or repetitive, rather they are ongoing aspect. The table that I'm projecting for you gives you some more examples comparing the continuous, complete, and ongoing aspects to help you grasp the difference amongst these. There aren't very many action words that are used in every single aspect, but one of them is mitkwa. Mitkwa means rotating, like the way a top or a wheel or a ballet dancer rotates. and its continuous form is mitwa. Do you see that at the upper left of the table? Mitwa means rotating without beginning or end. So we might say this about a wheel that's rotating. We can't really see the beginning of one rotate beginning or end of one rotation. It's just continuously rotating. Mitshit describes a single rotation. So something that rotates completely and then stops would be described as mitshit. Mitshit is the ongoing form of that. Mitshit means it's in the middle of doing one rotation. So the basic meaning of the ongoing aspect is we're in the middle of whatever the complete aspect form is. And related to that is that ongoing aspect forms are usually based on a complete aspect form. So mitshit is the complete form of this verb, and then we l lengthen the first vowel to make the ongoing form. Very similar to this is the action word meaning to be at home. Wasyu is the continuous form, being at home without beginning or end. Washit is the complete form. It means to go home and be done. Washit is the ongoing form. You can think of it as an expanded version of the complete form. We're diving into the complete form. We're zooming in to the point where we can't see the beginning or end anymore. And so washit means we're in the middle of going home. We're in the middle of whatever the complete form washit describes. Are you all with me so far? The main way that the ongoing aspect is formed is by lengthening the first vowel and shortening the second vowel of the complete form. Another form that I should have put in this table but did not is the word wasak, which is another way of saying go to a place. Wasak, go to a place and be done, is short long. Wasak, that's complete aspect. Wasak. Go to a place and be done. Wasuk, long short, is the ongoing form. It means in the middle of doing that, in the middle of going from one place to another. And the nice thing about wasak, wasuk, is that it makes it clear that we're changing the lengths of both vowels. Wasak is short long, wasuk is long short. But sometimes the vowels of the complete form are already long short. In that case, you can't tell. Whether you can't tell just by how the word is pronounced, whether it's complete or ongoing. You have to tell from context. And an example of that is the word to dance. The continuous form of dancing is huyash. Huyash means dancing without beginning or end, continuous aspect. Hulshit means to start dancing, complete aspect. But hulshit, long short, can also mean starting to dance. That would be the ongoing interpretation. Hulshit. Start dancing and be done. That's the complete interpretation. Hulshit, starting to dance. That's the ongoing interpretation. There's a difference in meaning, but no difference in pronunciation. That's because hulshit, the complete hulshit, is already long short. So when we make the ongoing form, there's no visible change or no audible change. Does that make sense? I think you're thinking of mitch. That's the off and on aspect form. That's the last aspect we'll learn. Mitch means rotating from time to time. Like it rotates and then it stops, and then it rotates and it stops, and that happens at irregular intervals. That would be mitch. The vowels of that are short, short. Compare that to mitwa, which is repetitive. That describes repetitive rotating at regular intervals. Mitwa. No, there's no form like that. I'm not going to say it because I don't like saying wrong things. Now, the examples we've just looked at are the easy ones. Now we're getting into the hard ones. So let's talk about the word otsachit, which means to go to a place. Otsachit means to go somewhere and be done, so it's in the complete aspect. Its ongoing form is not regularly derived from the complete form. We've seen that the regular way of deriving ongoing forms is to lengthen the first vowel and shorten the second vowel of the complete form. That's how we got the first three forms in this table. But with the verb to go to, we have complete utsachit, ongoing utsiyuk. It is not obvious that these are the same word, but they are. It's just that utsachit is the complete form, utsiyuk is the ongoing form. Now, how do we know that utsiyuk is ongoing as opposed to continuous? This is a very important question. And it's because of a key difference in meaning between the continuous and the ongoing. The continuous and the ongoing aspects can both be paraphrased with English ing forms, right? Mitqua can be paraphrased as rotating. Mitkshit can be paraphrased as rotating. So it's hard in English to capture the meaning difference between the two aspects. But washit, going home, will help us do this. When I say washitlah, it means I'm going home, washitlah, and it could mean that I'm going home as we speak. Like we run into each, we're both walking through the village, we pass by each other, you ask me washtiyokhak, where are you going? And I answer washitlah, I'm going home. I'm describing what I'm doing right now. But I could also, when I say washitlah, I could also mean I'm going home tomorrow. I haven't started yet, but I'm planning to do that tomorrow. And I don't need to add a future ending to that. This is the same with the English progressive aspect, the aspect that is marked in English with ing. When I say in English, I'm going home, I could mean that I'm going home right now as we speak, or I could mean I'm planning to go home in the future. It can have both of those meanings. In Uchonalth, that is true only of the ongoing aspect. It is not true of the continuous aspect. So, wath yuma means I'm at home right now. It can't mean that I will be at home in the future. It means I'm at home right now. Washitlah can mean either I'm going home right now or I'm planning to go home in the future. That is one of the key differences between the continuous aspect and the ongoing aspect. And that is how we know that utsiyuk is ongoing, because when I say utsiyukwa nachiks, I'm going to Tofino, I could mean I'm going to Tofino right now, or I'm planning to go in the future. It can have either one of those meanings, which shows that utsiyuk is in the ongoing aspect. Here's another action word that you've heard that you might not have realized is in the ongoing aspect. It's the word for learning, which in West Barkly Sound is hoh taksheh. Hoh taksheh, long, short, long. The root of this word is hoh tak. In Barkly Sound dialect, hoh tak means to know how to do something. For example, hoh takah ak aqua, I know how to carve. Hoh takah ak aqua. Hoh takah tlichas, I know how to drive. Hoh takah tlichas. The hoh tak is continuous aspect, means knowing how to do something without beginning or end. The complete aspect form of it is hohtakshit, short, 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 hohtakshit. Hohtakshit means to start knowing how to do something, to figure it out, to get it. This is why it's one of our encouragements in Unit 14. Hohtakshiatleitz, you've got it now. You've started knowing how to do it. Hohtakshiatleitz. It means basically the same thing as the English phrase, you got it. The ongoing aspect form is hoh takshir, hoh takshir, long, short, long, hoh takshir. Notice that we have ongoing lengthening here. Hoh takshit is short, short, hoh takshir is long, short. It's that lengthening that shows us its ongoing aspect. So hoh takshit means to get something and be done. Hoh takshir means you're still in the middle of getting it. You're working at it. One of the reasons why it's not obvious that hohtakshir is ongoing aspect is because it has, in addition, this further ending ih on the end. What is that ending? That is the same ending as in the word oo-ih. You might know the word oo-ih, meaning to go after food. It can mean hunting animals. It can mean gathering plants. It can mean gathering berries or shore foods, anything that we eat. O-o-ih means going after any of those things. But the ending ih, its basic meaning, its most general meaning is something like trying to do something. O-o-ih means trying to gather food. Ho-tak-sheh means trying to get it, trying to learn it. That's what that ih is on the end of ho-tak-sheh. Now, in some dialects, that you sometimes find this word without the ih. Ahadasit is one of these. So in Ahadasit, the continuous form is hohtik. That happens to be Geneva's name because she gets it without beginning or end. Hohtik, knowing it. Hohtikshit, to start knowing it, to get it. Hohtikshit, long short. Hohtikshit, learning it. In Ahadasit, we can say either Hohtikshit or Hohtikshih. Those both work for learning. In most dialects only use the form ending in ih. As far as I know, that is true of Barkly Sound dialects. You never or rarely hear Hohtikshit in Barkly Sound. You only hear Hohtikshih. You'll see a note at the bottom of this table. It's about the Cayuga Chequlicet dialect. A wrinkle of Cayuga Chequlicet is that it has the word utsicht, which means to go to a place and be done, but it does not have the corresponding ongoing form. Instead, Cayuga Chequlicet uses the word utsdeh for this purpose. So in Cayuga Chequlicet, I cannot say utsayuks tlisuwith as I would in Ahadasit. In Ahadasit, I would say utsayuks. I'm going to the school. In Cayuga, I would have to say utsdehs kitsuli. I'm going to the school. In most central and northern dialects, utsdeh means going towards. In Cayuga Chequlicet, it means that, and it also means going to. There's one more table on this page, which I will explain, and that will be the end of today's lecture. What the second table shows is a classification of the aspects. It shows the five main aspects of Nunchaknoth. We've almost seen them all now. The five main aspects are continuous, ongoing, repetitive, off and on, and complete. There aren't very many verbs, as I've said, that appear in every single aspect. One of them is mithwa, rotating. Another one is su, meaning holding. Su means holding continuously without beginning or end. Su quit means in the middle of grabbing something. So it's the ongoing version of the complete form suquit, which means to grab something and be done. The repetitive form is suya, means grabbing things repeatedly. We might say this in a game of pickup sticks, where people are grabbing things over and over again as fast as they can. Sutsuk is the off and on form. It means grabbing things again and again, but at irregular intervals. So we might say this about someone who steals something every time the other person turns their back. That would be sutsuk. An important thing to that will help some of you to understand how to use these different aspects and exactly what they mean is that most of these are what linguists call imperfective. Only one of them is perfective. When we look at aspect across human languages, many languages make a distinction between perfective and imperfective. Perfective aspects show a complete action. That is, it's the whole thing has happened and it's over. There is one perfective aspect in Nunchaknoth, which is the complete. The perfective aspect in English is the so-called perfect tense, like as in I have gone. When I say I have gone, I'm describing an act of going that is finished. It's over, perfective. The English perfect does not mean exactly the same thing as the Nunchaknoth complete, but they are similar in meaning. So when you're looking for an English equivalent to the Nunchaknoth complete aspect, the closest equivalent in English is the English perfect, as in I have done, I have gone, I have seen, I have sung, I have swum, and so on. In addition, many languages have an imperfective aspect that contrasts with the perfective aspect. The imperfective aspect in English is the progressive, the one that's marked with ing. I am going, I am cooking, I am seeing, I am playing. This describes an action that is not finished. It's still happening. The way I usually paraphrase it is doing without beginning or end. And there are many human languages that distinguish these two concepts, imperfective versus perfective. English is no exception. Nunchaknoth is the weird one because Nunchaknoth makes a lot of aspectual distinctions that most human languages don't. This is why learning Nunchaknoth aspect is so complicated. We're only used to three aspects in English. There's the progressive, I am singing. There's the perfect, I have sung, and then there's the plain aspect, I sing, which is just the lack of aspect. Nuchanov has five or six aspects, depending on how we count them. And the five main ones that we will talk about are the continuous, ongoing, repetitive, off and on, and complete. Of these five, four of them are imperfective. So continuous, ongoing, repetitive, and off and on, they're all different versions of imperfectivity, meaning not being finished. English has only one imperfective aspect, that's the ing aspect. Nuchanov has four. So that is why we can paraphrase a Nuchanov continuous, ongoing, repetitive, or off and on form with an English ing form, but that does not really explain the difference amongst them. To explain the difference amongst them, we need something more. So the point, once more, of this last table is to show that although Nuchanov has several different aspects, they fall into two main groups: a group of perfectives, of which there is only one, the complete, and then a group of imperfective aspects of which there are several. Juj, that concludes my lecture for today, and I will now take your questions. Yes. Yes, Inatinius. Well, even if you can't hear me now, you'll be able to listen to the lecture later, because I'll be posting it on the webpage. The answer to your question is yes. That's exactly how I would translate that literally. Inatinius just shared the title of a Huwayat film. The Nuchanov title was Wahshiatlin. Wahshiatlin. This literally means we are going home now. We are going home now. The aspect is ongoing. We know that it's ongoing because Wahshitl is long short. Wahshitlin also has the ending utl in it. Utl does not affect aspect, it is independent of aspect. So that utl adds a meaning to the sentence, but it does not change the fact that Wahshitl is ongoing aspect. We have a question from Cisma about the East Berkeley sound words utsachit utsuuk. Utsachit, go to a place. Complete as is complete aspect. Utsuuk, going to, is ongoing aspect. The question is, what are the meaningful parts? Utsachit consists of the empty root u, plus the suffix tsa, which means to go to, and the complete ending tsit-chit. So three meaningful parts. Utsuuk consists of the same root, u, which is ongoing, which is the empty root. Here it's lengthened because it's in the ongoing aspect. That's ongoing aspect lengthening. And then it has the special suffix tsuuk, which is the ongoing form of tsachit, but they are not related regularly. Like washit, that complete ongoing pair. Is they're regularly related, right? Washit is the long short version of washit. That's how ongoing forms are usually made. This pair, utsachit utsuuk, is exceptional because it has its own special ongoing suffix that is not just a long short version of its complete suffix. Does that make sense?